Begin the Karan Dav and Sakh the Sukkah Dav Dal, begin the Manav, begin the Tais Masa, that begins with the words of the Gemara. Okay, name Ksab Rav, is that to tell us that Rav holds Kedusha Achasin, that the Shabbos and Yom Tov together, when they're one next to the other, is considered as one sanctity. And therefore, it's one Beish and Old Bezez, Asur Bezez. Tais says, damn, it's a wonder. Well, what's the proof? Lema say the Ksab, maybe that Rav holds that actually Shtei Kedusha saying, actually two different sanctities. So why is it Asa? Elatam have migui. It's based on the principle of since this Ketzalah Ben Hashmash is Mukta by Ben Hashmash is because if the first day, Dishem Yim Shabbos, who maybe it's still Shabbos, oh, so Ben Hashmash is now Mukta because of the Shabbos that's just passing. It's Ketzalah Kul Yim Dishem Yim Shen. So there's Mukta now for the second day, which is Yom Tim, because of the same Ben Hashmash, which is something from the previous day from the next day. So just if you're somebody, you can say, no, the Lemri Namigui Mishum Yim Shuhu L'Shabbos. We don't say a migui from the day that just passed. Because Dafkal Habam in Hachit, specifically if it's from the Ben Hashmash because of the coming day, could be Ben Hashmash to Tchil Yom Tov, like the twilight of the beginning of Yom Tov, Ben Hashmash to Shabbos, Shem Shabbos, or maybe from the coming Shabbos. But if it's a problem from the twilight from the previous day, you don't go now and extend it for the next day. So he says, well, it's a wonder because of a sukkah. I mean, and the Gemara sukkah, the Yom Tov, the Gemara tells us, no, you sukkah, the decorations of the sukkah are forbidden until after the end of the second day, the second days of Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov sukkah, Shem Chi, which is the ninth day, Shemini Atzeres. Because it's a doubt of maybe Shemina Tzeres. Now, obviously, you have to say it's because it's considered Ben Hashmash the previous day, because the Shemini Mishmini, who behind the Shava, maybe still part of Shemina Tzeres, which that's still part of the 7 days of Sukkot, and you're extending that now to Simchas Torah, but obviously it's from the Ben Hashmash from before. So he said, yes, you're right. You can say it's the Mukta Machmas Mitzah Shana, but that Mukta is because of the Mitzah. That's different. In fact, also, like the Gemara explains over there, Timmishamli Suda, maybe a person can have a Suda. He's going to have to eat inside the Sukkah, and therefore it's going to extend all the way till Ben Hashmash, which maybe is still from the previous day. But Hashem Marina for the Shabbat, they were going to say, yes, the Mukta now that it's Ben Hashmash is for the next day because of the previous day. But here where it's a different Mukta that because of the Isser, that we don't say there it's specifically. Only if it's the Yom HaBam, in contrast to Sukkah, where it's something activated by the actual Ben Hashmashes, they'll say even from the day that passed. Continue with the next test, it begins with the words of the Gemara, El-Bachana de Rabbah Kamefukim. Yeah, the Machlekes is regarding the Hachana of Rabbah that Halacha we brought previously, which says it's a wonder. Kedamina, and the Gemara told us previously on the Bezim of Bez, Kalechad Mesialda, in the wherever the egg is laid today. Obviously, it was finished from the previous day. If that's the case, so Kirchachol Yom Tov L'Achar Shabbos V'Yom Tov is on Sunday after Shabbos. V'Abayin Nod B'Shabbos, the egg is laid on Shabbos. So you think Meres V'Yom Shochol. So obviously, if it's laid on Shabbos, then it was finished on Friday. So what's Achana? He's saying, oh, that's the problem. If V'Abayin Nod B'Shabbos, also V'Yom Tov, because Achana, what are you talking about? There's no Achana because it was already prepared from Friday. So it says for someone to say, yeah, the Mekam Mokam, it's still Kirchachol Yom Tov B'Shabbos when it's laid on Shabbos. Hayreizu Achana, that preparation. Because the Gamash Haslei, the Sheikh Achana, you're right, one is the formation of the egg is preparation, one is the actual laying of the egg, and that would also be Achana. Or just an additional point you could say is the Kibbutz Nol B'Yom Tov, since it would be laid on Yom Tov, would be forbidden. That's the halacha of Nol, we have a Be'ish Nol B'Yom Tov, it's like Be'ishel says, like Te'ocho, if Nol B'Yom Tov, because Nol B'Shabbos, when it's laid on Shabbos, or even test, it's going to be permitted B'Shabbos, it's laid on Shabbos because it was laid on Shabbos, it can't have a Shabbos Mechel Yom Tov, that itself is Gufa Achana, is preparation from Shabbos to Yom Tov, and therefore, that's a problem of Achana, the Rabbah, which we said has to be prepared from weekday, and therefore, according to Rav, it was going to be Asa. Continuing with the next day's Masa, that begins the words of the Gemara B'Yudam, is Meshum Rebeliezer. He says, Machlekes. He says, no, it's actually still a Machlekes. But Tais says, Vavagat the Barashal El, this is Rebbe Yehuda, and then Rebeliezer. He says, Tais Vavagat the Barashal El, the Rebbe Yehuda, Israel, that he'll tell you, they don't even disagree on this halacha. And he holds that that they actually agree. And here we see that it is a machlekes of the Beish and all the Beyom Tov. So Tais says, yeah, but it's still not a problem. Come on, the because the Hadi day, Vodirabi. Yes, Rebbe Yehuda himself holds there's no machlekes. Here the Rebbe Yehuda says, Adayin machlekes, which obviously there is a machlekes, and saying it's still a machlekes, it's according to Beliezer, like we says over here, it's Rebbe Yehuda that he holds that there is a machlekes in this halacha.